the French style is how I describe the music on this weekend's Atlanta Symphony Orchestra concerts. Dreamy Nocturnes by Debussy, Fauré's Requiem, and a 20th century flute concerto. Earlier this week, I spoke with principal guest conductor Donald Runicles and ASO principal flutist Christina Smith. Christina is also the featured soloist playing the flute concerto by André Jolivet, a piece closely associated with one of her personal heroes, Jean-Pierre Rampal. I asked Christina about her own relationship to the piece.
Well, the piece is brand new to me in terms of performing it. It's a piece I studied in school but have never performed live, so I'm so thankful to have the opportunity to play it with the ASO and, of course, with Donald on the podium. It's kind of an unusual concerto. It's not laid out in the form as traditional concertos are usually in three movements, but this one is kind of in two larger movements. Each movement starts with a lyrical, beautiful section followed by something that's much more lively and quite technical for both the flute solo and the orchestra.
Rampal built a career as an international concert soloist, not common for a flutist in the 20th century. He was a superstar. I mean, a popular musician, and not surprisingly, quite the virtuoso. How does this piece enable the flutist to demonstrate that technique that's required?
Well, the piece really captures the personality of the flute very well, which is actually a quality that Jolivet is known for of all of the concertos that he wrote. But it captures absolutely the lyrical, soulful quality of the flute in the slow sections, as well as the kind of pyrotechnic abilities that the flute can have.
I think, too, the supreme masters, certainly in the orchestral repertoire, are the French. The way the flute is written, this is the flute at its supreme best. I don't believe there's any other country, or I don't think it's necessarily about German composers or English composers or American composers, but nothing like this really exploiting what only the flute can do. Thank goodness for Christina, because I otherwise would not have had a chance to work on this piece. And for all its incredible virtuosity, and hats off to our principal flautist, and to the orchestra, it's quite a hard piece to play. But then again, there are these long stretches of the most lyrical, gorgeous music, and it's been a revelation. It is a revelation.
Maestro, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Lois.
Christina, always a joy to have you here and to hear you.
Thank you, my pleasure.